Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
I've been on tour with the Sex Pistols. I've toured with all these. Now I'm nervous.
Listen,
I think we're starting a relationship. You are going to be part of After All's Repertory Theatre, if I might be so bold. But let's all stop it. Shut up. Stop it. No, there's a very poignant story you told us once about when you knew the good old days were coming to an end, and it was because of these things here and the BBC played
over. Danny. Well, we worked the Grand Theatre at Wolverhampton. Mm. We had a big star with us called Lester Ferguson.
Sure.
And the first time we arrived in the town, we packed them out.
Yeah.
6 months later, car pulled up, going through the town, saw the television aerials.
Yes.
The minute the aerials went up, theatres went down like that.
Yeah.
And repaired to empty houses.
Empty houses.
And that was the end of the...
That was the end.
Where do you find the play these days? I mean, I know you're busy still.
We were at the Sea Breeze pub the other night at
Hackney.
Yeah. And we paralysed them.
I'm sure you did. Yeah. We like to give people a gift in this section. We always... What did you do to them?
We
tried to give you a square eel, so we'd seen back one type of aerial, but we couldn't find a square eel anywhere. We really couldn't. So I'd like to give you the eternal gift, something that represents comedy more than anything. And surely you gentlemen, you powerhouses, take that away as a reminder of After All, comedy lives, entertainment lives, variety lives, the Cox twins, ladies and gentlemen. smiling like from ear to ear, the whole audience. How the rock and roll generation gets by with its tiny little bit of entertainment, I don't know. Don't know we're born. Okay.